Good morning. A Monday morning. It's Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We've got a lot to get to. We'll start with the colleges. We now know that SUNY Oneonta has been shut down for 2 weeks. We're hearing story after story all over the country, frankly, of outbreaks of COVID now that college students are back on campus.
That's right, and some are wondering whether stories like this are going to be somewhat inevitable. In Oneonta, more than 100 students tested positive, which led to the shutdown for 2 weeks, where they'll be doing only online classes. And this comes on the heels of SUNY Plattsburgh suspending 43 students about a week before. Similar stories. It was parties being held. You know, some folks say it's inevitable because you've got socially starved students at home for months. Now they're coming to colleges. They're gathering together. It's somewhat inevitable that we're going to have stories like these. And at the same time, K through 12 schools, some of those are reopening this week. Some are waiting till after Labor Day. And there are many things that they're trying to do to limit the spread of the virus, including, for example, there are some school districts where they'll split the class in half, and your half might be in person today. My half might be online. Tomorrow, we're going to swap. I will go to class at the high school, and you will sit at home and take classes online. So a lot of methods being tried right now.
It may be a good news week for those in New York who are interested in going to the casino.
That's right. The governor gave a strong hint over the weekend that they're going to finally have a resolution for casino operations. He said, quote unquote, it's going to be positive news. Certainly, this will be good news for employees. There have been thousands of casino employees, OTB employees, who've been laid off across the state. They're now making preparations to try to reopen, have social distancing, and be very careful with customers, but at least open their doors.
Finally, a disturbing story out of Long Island, but could be perhaps even wider. Felony arrests for elderly abuse have tripled. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Nassau County, the DA, says that you look at August of this year compared to August year before, and the number of felony arrests have tripled. And you look at the causes of why, or maybe the causes of why, and they say, look, it's families are in isolation, families are in financial stress, services needed for counseling and other things are less in store and harder to get to. So it's sort of a perfect storm. And elder experts across the nation say that they're hearing similar anecdotes about this sort of situation.
He's Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.